Before hearing from West Virginians about their family savings from a recent tax reform bill, Trump focused heavily on immigration issues, including his call for National Guard assets to be deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border. He attacked Manchin on the issue.
And we have very weak laws because of the Democrats. And Joe. I mean, Joe Manchin is just, he's really not helped us on this stuff.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, West Virginia's unauthorized immigrant population is estimated at 6,000 residents. Those in the crowd cheered each time Trump mentioned plans to build a wall along the southern border of the United States.
Reasons we're being very strong with the National Guard and with the wall, and we're gonna get it stopped.
Finishing his opening remarks, Trump noted that he had gone off script and tossed a piece of paper into the air. He highlighted a theme that would run through the rest of the event.
Now I'm reading off the first paragraph. I said, this is boring. Come on, tell it like it is, Ed. We have to get Republicans in office.
The president, in an audience of a few hundred, then heard from a dozen local business owners and residents about recent tax reform legislation that they say has positively impacted their employees and families. Many in the group said the tax overhaul has helped them to the tune of thousands of dollars in savings. In closing, Trump thanked Governor Jim Justice and Senator Shelley Moore Capito before directly acknowledging that Congressman Evan Jenkins and State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who were flanking the president at the table, are both vying for the Republican nomination to unseat Manchin in November.
And Jim, I want to thank you. And Shelley, I want to thank you. And Patrick and Evan, good luck. I don't know. You too. You too. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That's going to be a... Should we do a little test?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
Who's voting for Patrick? Who's voting for Evan?
This is his congressional district.
I don't know. Yes, yeah, your district. Okay.
Your statewide.
Well, it was fairly close. That was fairly close. Hey, thanks, everybody. We love you all. We'll be back. Thank you very
Manchin,
much.
Manchin, who faces his own primary challenger and fellow Democrat Paula Jean Swearengin, attended a memorial for the 29 men who lost their lives in the Upper Big Branch disaster 8 years ago. In a statement about the tax reform discussion, Manchin called the event, quote, political posturing, and said West Virginians failed to get answers on health care, Social Security, minors' pensions, and why some aspects of the tax reform plan aren't permanent. The primary election for open races for both parties is slated for May 8th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in White Sulphur Springs.